The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Frederick Buchner once said, "Within a few minutes of swallowing the prophet Jonah, the whale suffered a severe attack of acid indigestion." And it's not too hard to see why. Jonah had a disposition that was enough to curdle milk. Human, broken, incomplete, we are nonetheless God's instruments for bringing about the kingdom of God here on earth. As fishermen, candlestick makers, homemakers, or chief execs of corporate America, we are called to drop out our nets like Peter and Andrew, like James and John, and so many others who have come after them. Unlike Jonah, Jesus' mission was collaborative and cooperative from the beginning. Too often, we do not understand or are unaware of the role of the kingdom of God in the mission of Jesus and indirectly in the mission of Jonah. For reasons that were quite understandable, Jonah did not like the Ninevites. Living in the capital of Assyria, they were responsible for the destruction of the kingdom of Israel. Jonah wanted the Assyrians to get what was coming to them. God called Jonah to a radical task, to leave Jonah's will behind and embrace God's will. This would eventually happen, but not without Jonah putting up one heck of a fight. God called Jesus, and Jesus called his disciples to a radical task too. Proclaiming the kingdom of God on earth to friend and foe alike. Jesus' response to his mission is opposite of Jonah's. Jesus immediately begins the task of proclaiming the kingdom with his disciples at his side. Today's prophets, today's disciples can readily find themselves in a situation like Jonah. Mother Teresa did. She was perfectly content as a sister of Loretto in Ireland, even though she was from Albania. She enjoyed magnificent visions and much joy in her stay at Loretto. But she would hear a clear voice from time to time calling her to Calcutta and to be the most, which was the most neglected and rejected people on the earth. "Come, be my light," the voice kept saying. So, Sister Teresa, soon to become Mother Teresa, moved to Calcutta with the blessing and approval of her community to obey the voice that kept saying, "Come, be my light." Life was very difficult for her in those first few years, but unlike Jonah and more like Jesus, she learned to love the people often referred to as the people of the black hole. My friends, we have within us both the likes of Jonah fighting God's will and Mother Teresa of Calcutta fighting at first, but eventually surrendering to God's will. So will we have the courage to surrender to God's will? Do we believe God has our best interests at heart? Will we let God help us? So what does God call us to do? We are called to work for the kingdom of God. And this is what we can do. And I say this fully aware that I am a fragile and very imperfect vessel of God. We can all do better at biting our tongue when any one of us wants to defend ourselves with cynicism. We can all be more patient with those who step on our last nerve ending. We can listen better to those who need someone to desperately listen to them, no matter how needy they may be viewed by others. We can learn to forgive again and again and again. And we all know a special and amazing grace from God is needed in that arena. We can follow the example of Pope St. John the 23rd, who said, "Listen to everything, observe much, correct little." We can ask God to allow us to be someone's rock. We can ask God to allow us to be someone's light. We can trust in God no matter what happens. Pray always and let God be God in our lives. We can be vehicles of peace and of joy for others. We can be Christ-centered in all we do and in all we say. We can believe and pray to lessen any unbelief that still lingers. For more than two decades, a small church in Texas has ended its Sunday worship service with a ritual that the minister learned from an African-American pastor. "Let's take each other's hands," he said at the end of each service. "Now look, look who you're holding hands with, and hold on tight, because we're going to need each other this week." Over the years, that church has concluded its service with this ritual, and parishioners have told the pastor of facing any number of personal problems and crises and not knowing what to do or how to respond until it hit them. They could call the person whose hand they held the previous Sunday. My friends, to follow Christ means abandoning our nets of self-interest in order to embrace the needs of others. Jesus calls us to follow him along the difficult path of humility and selflessness. If we are going to realize his call to be fishers of men and women, we have to be willing to cast our nets into the waters that are deep and turbulent. Waters we do not know, waters that will no doubt threaten the safety and security of our small boats. Being the fishermen, the fisherwomen that Jesus calls us to be does not require us to cast our lines out very far. The help we offer to family and friends, to neighbors and parishioners, realize the vision of Jesus articulates in today's gospel. Christ entrusts each one of us the work of discipleship, to extend, regardless of our own circumstances, the love of God to all, to proclaim in our homes, in our communities, the compassion, the forgiveness, the justice of the gospel, to take on God's work of reconciliation and forgiveness among his sons and daughters. As God is present to us in the person of Jesus Christ, we are called to be present to one another in our love and care. So, you ready? You ready? Let's take each other's hands. This is not an option. Let us take each other's hand. Go ahead, don't be bashful. Now look who you're holding hands with, and hold on tight, because we're going to need each other this week. Amen.